From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News for Thursday, June 7th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The fate of the Hudson Development Corporation's redevelopment project in the city's first ward will be the subject of a meeting scheduled for June 7th at the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce building. Plans for development of the four-acre site at 1417 Montgomery and South Front Streets stalled last month after residents expressed concern over how the HDC was, and I quote, rushing to development, end quote, the property. The agency estimates the redevelopment project could cost $20 to $30 million. Three developers presented proposals for the project in early April, but after public pushback, the project was put on hold. Don Moore, Hudson Development Corporation's Board of Directors Treasurer, said, and I quote, Thursday's meeting will be specifically to discuss the CATS project, where we are and where we are going with it. We hope members of the Common Council will be there to take part in the discussion, end quote. The public will be provided with the opportunity to offer comment as well, Moore said. The Hudson Development Corporation will meet at 5:30 p.m. Thursday, June 7th at the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce, Number 1 North Front Street in Hudson. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Debbie Mayer is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Amtrak proposal to install fences and gates along its right-of-way at the Hudson River between Stuyvesant and Rhinecliff has been slowed as a result of public opposition to the project. The railroad cited safety concerns as the reason for installing the barrier, but Germantown and other communities that border the river were concerned the project would block access for recreation, fishing, fire protection, and rescue. A public comment period began in March and ended May 1st. A meeting on the issue organized by U.S. Representative John Faso took place on April 24th with representatives of Amtrak, the State Department of State, State Department of Transportation, along with the state and local officials. As a result of that meeting, Amtrak agreed to hold informational meetings with each affected municipality to explain their fencing plan in detail and to hear from various riverfront stakeholders. Those meetings have yet to be scheduled. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. The New York State Police announced June 6 the appointment of Captain Catherine M. Rode as the new Troop K Zone 1 Commander and Lieutenant David W. Kolb as the Zone 1 Lieutenant. Troop K Zone 1 maintains five barracks, including satellite installations, serving 24 towns and seven villages in Columbia and northern Dutchess County. Rode's assignment was effective May 28. Kolb assumed his new duties in April. Rode has been with the state police since 1999, and during her career she worked various units, including protective service, internal affairs, and computer crimes. Rode was promoted to the rank of captain in 2017. Kolb became a trooper in 1993. He is the former station commander of both the Rhinebeck and the Livingston Barracks. And you can read the full press release at the WCTW-FM website. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union. Three hospitals located in the Capital Region will receive $4.9 million in state funds to help at-risk community members detect cancer early or reduce their risk for it altogether. St. Peter's Hospital in Albany, St. Mary's Healthcare in Amsterdam, and Glens Falls Hospital are among nearly two dozen entities statewide to receive the funds. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced on June 6th a total of nearly $44 million will be awarded over the next 5 years as part of a statewide effort to reduce disparities in breast, cervical, and colorectal cancer rates and deaths. The three regional facilities will now offer free cancer screening to the uninsured or underinsured living below the federal poverty line. Eligible patients will receive diagnostic follow-up services. The funds are awarded through the New York State Cancer Service Program. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News for today, Thursday, the 7th day of June, 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.